We now begin the seventh perek of Maseches Erevin, Perek Zayin. The first five Mishnayos of this perek all revolve around the same basic question. So let me do some laying of groundwork before we attack these Mishnayos, which then will be pretty straightforward, I think. We saw in the previous perek that if you have, let's say, a chatzer, and there are four residents, and two of them want to make an Erev amongst themselves to be able to carry, and two others don't participate. So we learn that's no good. When it comes to the chatzer, everybody needs to participate, or no one can carry from their homes into the chatzer. And we had that side point that if there was a person who didn't participate in the Erev, he could relinquish his rights, etc. Okay, that's straightforward. What we didn't discuss explicitly, but which should be pretty clear, is that let's say you have two separate chatzeros. We'll call them A and B. And between A and B is a 10-foot-high brick wall. So then, even if the residents of A and B want to make a single Erev to carry amongst themselves, it's not going to be possible. And the reason why is because the basic idea of Erev is that we want to set up a scenario where all the residents of the chatzer, at least symbolically, live in one home. But if the guys who live in Chatzer B have no direct access, because there's a big fat wall between them, and the people in like one of the homes in Chatzer A, so then it's sort of unacceptable to say that those people on the other side of the brick wall live in that home. They don't have direct access to the home, so then you can't be set to live there. So there's no way to make an Erev that will combine two different Chatzeros if they're separated by a brick wall. There is the side point we learned about the Shetuvim Mavaos. You could make all the Chatzeros that back onto a single Mavui be united through a Shetuv, and that'll be the topic of later on in the Perek. But in terms of Erevin for a Chatzer, you simply can't do it. So those basically could be if it's so the simple principle so far is if there are multiple residents, it's either all or nothing. If they're two separate Chatzeros, then there's no way to combine them. They're two separate Chatzeros. And not two separate Erevin. There is a middle case. If you recall, we had the story of the people who lived on the guys on the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard, and then we had possibilities where each can make separate Erevin, so the inner guys can make an Erev amongst themselves and the outer guys amongst themselves. Or we said that there's a possibility of all four, or whatever, all the residents in both the inner and outer chatzer could combine to a single Erev chatzeros. So what was happening there was a mechitza, like a wall, let's say, between the inner and outer courtyards, but there was an access point between the two courtyards. Let's call it a gate. So since the people in the outer courtyard can easily access the people in the inner courtyard by going through the gate, so there's the possibility of calling them all one collective unit and making a single Erev for all of them. Or we could essentially close the gate and say, no, listen, the people on the inside are separate from the people on the outside, even without the gate being literally closed. But the point is that the wall offsets the two chatzeros, and you could say the inner chatzer is an entity all to itself, and we don't need to consider the people in the outer chatzer. Okay, so our Mishnayos, the next five Mishnayos, are going to come to address the following question. If you have two zones, zone A and zone B, each which has, for argument's sake, say two residents, so the question is, can those two zones be included in a single Erev? Must be included in a single Erev? Or are you required to have two separate Erevin? So really, again, there are three possibilities. Either it could be that A and B must, it's either all or nothing, both zones are included, or no zones are included in the Erev. Possibility A, the equivalent of, you know, three guys living in a chatzer and leaving one out of it. The second possibility is that they can't combine, has to be two separate, the brick wall scenario. And the third possibility is the other options. They could either be two Erevin and two Chatzeros, or look themselves one big Chatzer and make one Erev for both, and they have options. So the basic conceptual picture to draw on your mind's eye, if you will, is that you have zone A and zone B, and there's a little dotted line that divides A from B. And the question is, does that dotted line separate them definitively into requiring two separate Erevin, or does that dotted line have no impact at all, and therefore you have to have one Erev, or does the dotted line make a semi-break, so you have your options, either one or two. So if it's a brick wall, then you're forced to make two separate ones. If the dotted line is a crack in the sidewalk, so then of course it's irrelevant to halachically, and you only can make one or nothing. And then we'll have, let's say, a wall with a gate in the middle, which would be, if they want to make it two separate, they could, A and B discrete Erevin, or they could say A and B are connected by the gate inside the wall, and therefore they can make one Erev to combine them all. So that's the basic thinking behind our whole next five Mishnayos. So we're going to discuss what is in that conceptual dotted line, what is dividing zone A from B, and then what are the implications. So Mishnah Aleph begins Chalon. If you have a window, Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. So you have the two Chatzeros, A and B. They're divided up by a brick wall, but in the middle of the brick wall there is a window. Now don't forget that in the time of Chazal, Chalon didn't mean a glass window. There's no glass in a Chalon. It's just a hole. It's just a hole, an empty space inside the brick wall. So if you have a Chalon Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, between the Chatzeros there's a wall, but the wall has a window, a hole through it. Arbal arba, if the window's width and height is both at least four tfachim. How do I know tfachim and not amos? Because it's arba with a hey at the end, which is the masculine, which are tfachim. If it would be arba with an ayin and no hey at the end, that would be feminine and we'd be an amos. So if it's 4x4 tfachim, the size of the window, the thickness doesn't matter, but the height and width are both four tfachim. Besoch asara, and the starting point of that window is within 10 tfachim from the ground. It could be that it starts at 9 and goes up to 13, but the point is it starts below 10. You'll recall the basic rule for a partition of machitza is that it has to be 10 tfachim high. So this is where the window is, it's less than 10 tfachim high, which allows for a non-partition and an access point. So then the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin Shnayim, they could make two separate Erevin, A and B, divided by the brick wall, notwithstanding that there's a window in the middle. Vimratzu, but if they want, Ma'arvin Echad, they can consider that window a sufficient access point to allow A and B to combine to a single Erev. Pachos Ma'arba al Arba. However, if the window were less than four tfachim high, or less than four tfachim wide, O Lamala Ma'asara, or if the window starts above 10 tfachim off the ground, then it's like you have no window at all, right? Because if it's above more 10 tfachim off the ground, if you'd have a partition simply 10 tfachim across, it's all sky above that. Forget a window, which is nothing but window. Still, that's an effective partition. So if the window starts above 10 tfachim off the ground, so then that wall is just a wall dividing the two zones A and B into discrete chatzeros, and therefore ma'arv and shnayim, they must do two separate Erevin if they want to make an Erev at all. Ve'ein ma'arvin echad, and they may not do a single Erev to combine them, because that wall that divides the two makes that they can't be divided, and you can never say the residents of A somehow magically live in one of the homes in B, because they have no direct access.